Well, hello. Okay, it's 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here on a Friday evening in the UK, and we have psychic medium Chris Garcia with me once again. So I hope you're all feeling well. We're coming up to a bank holiday here in the UK, and it's bank holiday weekend, so it's kind of a long one because it starts tonight and ends sometime Tuesday morning if you're a drinker. Yeah, but the sad story on that is that there's no pubs open, so it's a bit of a no-no. We're going to make a start. We've got the single bell. Everybody getting used to the single bell now, and it's far better having the single bell, I feel, and having the lady talk over the last 3 minutes. You know, it's just that annoying lady. 3 minutes. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I was thinking of doing it myself, but, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm even more annoying than her. Right, okay. 646, that's a New York number just called in there. Thank you. We'll screen that one in just a moment. So let's say hello to Chris then.
I can. Oh,
yeah. Oh, not so bad. Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good. I was just talking to my friend Beth and my friend Sean, and I don't know if they're listening, but I'm pretty sure they are. I just want to say much love to you all. I hope you enjoyed the reading I just did. So if you want to call in, it's up to you. Or you could just share it out. And I just love what I do and just reconnecting with so many people. And, of course, I'm not selling my shirts. I'm giving them out. So that's something I've been doing. I've been hanging out a lot. So, but I'm just glad to be on this call with Kim, and it's a privilege every single time. It's always crazy what we get in with the callers every time that they call in. We just never know what kind of.
We never know what's going to bring. That's true, isn't it? We never know what spirit's going to bring. Okay, I'm just going to turn this volume up just a little bit so I can hear you. Okay, we're just about ready to start then. Holly's on line one.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Fine, girl. I was just doing the reading before even the show. So I've been
cool.
Busy. Yes, I've been just busy, as always. And it's good because I always connect with friends and get validation on different things. And then I'm working on different cases where my friend said I wouldn't get involved because there's a lot of things at stake because of my past life. But, yeah, but other than that, I've been doing pretty good, keeping myself busy.
Okay.
And just happy to be, and just happy to be on. So how can I help you today?
Anything you pick up on is fine.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, let's see what we got. Since I've been in my rhythm, because I, like I said, guys, I was just doing a reading maybe not even 10 minutes ago. So I'm warmed up right now. So, yeah. Hold on, let's see what we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, first of all, I'm being told you are safe. Your mic is protecting you. Even though there might be times that you feel that you're not being protected because of all that stuff that you went through before you moved, I remember. And then it's been just crazy for you, you know, in relationship status. That's what I'm being told. It's been just crazy for you. And I'm being told the gifts from God came up. So I'm being told that they're telling me to tell you, be ready to receive the gifts that you're getting. To be ready to get the gifts from God.
Oh,
to open your arms. And I'm being told open arms by journey is what I'm being told. So you just gotta be ready to receive and just be patient. I know that patience is something that not everybody can deal with, but I do feel that you will be getting things done. And then peace, have inner peace within you. I know that love is real and everybody's destined to be with someone. I kind of feel like at times you kind of question that, like if it's meant for people to fall in love with you. And I'm being told that, no, that's not true. Right now, I'm also telling that you're very sensitive to the energy. I'm seeing like tears of joy, kind of like mixed emotion. So your energy is very high. Honor yourself and your feelings. I'm being told to even write a journal to help you in with, and then nurture yourself. I'm being told to take care of yourself because you're overdoing it.
Uh-huh.
And you're just trying to get everything done all at one time. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I'm seeing for you.
Yeah.
And then being told, don't hold back, spread your wings, because you're about to blossom into a big bird, and you're about to just bloom and open doors and opportunities. And the thing is, about the only thing that kind of concerns me is, of course, about the love thing. But I'm being told, just don't push it and just go at a very slow pace, and everything will be fine. Just let it come through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see that you've been talking to him, and I'm actually seeing a lot of sexual energy. So you're gonna be getting some pretty soon.
You're crazy.
So hopefully it resonates with what you said. Go ahead, sorry.
This new job I'm starting Monday, how long do you see me with this company?
Honestly? Okay, that's weird. Okay, first of all, I'm seeing 3 weeks.
What?
3 to 4 weeks. Yeah. I guess it's because you're going to be, I feel like it's the energy because it's just new. And I'm being told that you will be at least 3 to 4 weeks, but you could be longer than that. But I guess it's, since it feels new to me, I'm seeing like 3 or 4 weeks. And I do feel that if you do well, you will get a promotion within. Okay. Okay, I'm seeing June coming. So I'm being told that you might have responsibilities that are going to take some mental leadership that you're going to be doing, and probably teaching and training people after, once you fill in the energy. And right now, the energy does feel kind of new to me. So I'm seeing 3 to 4 weeks. So that's kind of like things can change, but it's more of your manifestation and more of your intent of what you put and how much you dedicate yourself to the work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm leaving this company in 3 to 4 weeks? Or I'm going to be promoted in 3 to 4? I'm confused.
Actually, I see like promoting, but it can go either way depending on how people treat you. Because I've noticed that when you have issues, it's all towards you. It's like there's kind of like more of a negative thought that people put, and it just makes you you just are kind of like done with the drama. That's why I see that. But I can see you lasting longer. It's just the thing with you is that you need to learn how to ignore and not give a crap about what people say. That's the only thing that concerns me, is that you get in too much what people are saying. You're like, I wonder what they think of me. I wonder what my boss is. I wonder if I did what I'm being told is that you need to stop doing that and focus on Holly. And I'm being told, don't give a shit what they think of you anymore. That's the only thing that you need to stop, because you're always concerned of what they're thinking, how they look at you, or something like similar to that. And it's kind of weird, because in my head, I almost say that you're too much of a people pleaser. You're trying to please everybody, and you need to stop doing that. You know what? That's funny that I'm telling you that because I was like that at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to this point where I don't care what anyone thinks of me no more. I don't mm-hmm. because I'm here to help, and I'm not going to be liked by a lot of people. So you need to understand mm-hmm. that you need to just stand on your own 2 feet and just be happy with yourself for once. Because I feel like mm-hmm. you're just too involved with what other people are saying.
Okay.
And that's the only thing that concerns me. That's why I say 3 to 4 weeks.
You mean like my boss?
Go ahead.
And coworkers, or do you mean the people that live there?
No, I'm talking about the people that work there.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the people that live there. I'm more concerned about the employees and workers.
Oh, I wouldn't, yeah,
so
these
just,
workers, I wouldn't care.
Okay, so just, you'll be fine, and just don't think about that. And I can see the outcome changing, but I do see that you can be promoted and you're not going to care because you're working your butt off to get where you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you just gotta grow. You just gotta grow and expand.
So, like, I'm moving on site. So you see me moving again in a month?
Honestly, I'm being told no. I really don't see you moving.
Okay.
I don't really see you moving. So that's something that, you know, that where you're at right now, I think that you'll be okay for now. I feel like it's going to be more kind of like firm to where you're going to be there. You've thought about moving, but you're just like, you're just tired of trying to go from here to there and then go ahead.
Yeah. They're remodeling a unit for me. Do you know, can you see how long that's going to take? Because I'm in a temporary unit right now.
Okay, say it again. I didn't hear the question.
They're remodeling a unit, you know, and I have to wait to transfer to a bigger unit. Do you know how long that will take?
I'd say about a week. I'm being told about a week. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And you should be here from them soon.
Okay. And anything else about Brian?
That's what I said. Just let him
I know anything else.
Come to you. And that's about it. I just say that I do see that y'all will probably be doing more other activities, but I'm not going to say it. But I do see that you will be just like this, you'll be happy. It's just that you just got to just work with his schedule and he's going to work with yours. So you're going to be worked. And I'm being told, he's even thought of maybe paying for a massage for you. So I'm being told that you might go to one of those places where they might massage you because I'm being told that you're very tense right now. And he's that type of guy that if he loves you, he'll give you a how do you call it? A massage parlor where they can
pamper
you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
perfect timing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good show. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, okay. Oh, right. So we're up to 4 lovely people in the cork, yeah? Okay. Veronica.
Hi, Coach Garcia. Thank you for taking my call. And please support the network. And I hope you guys get phone calls. It is so accurate. Wow.
How can I help you today?
Chris.
I can't hear you because you're breaking in and out. So there, I don't know if you're outside or something, but there's a lot of noise in the background.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I can hear you. I just hear a lot of noise in the background.
Okay, hold on. Okay. So the job that you told me, you were 100% right. They're making some combinations for me. Like you said, I was thinking about it. And then you're 100% right. Now, okay, so there's 1,000 people that applied for their job, and out of all of them, I'm the only one where I'm getting I'm in the USA. They're checking me for considerations for something higher, and that they requested my information, and I just wanted to let you know, besides the accreditation, that you were right. Second, does my name pop up in the system or something? Because this is the, you know, this is like the high, you know, we're in the U.S. Any thoughts on that? I'm a little bit in shock. Good shock.
I don't see anything that you need to be concerned about, because everything you're doing is where you're supposed to be. You will probably be on the list, you know, to where they already see promoting. So they are looking at other people because they're shorthanded. So they're trying to look for different people for different departments. And for you being promoted, someone's going to take your spot where you were working before, so they can fill in that spot since you're working your way up. So once you're working your way up, you're going to be helping people and teaching and possibly training is what I'm seeing, is what I got from that. And then whatever ideas that you have with whatever you're doing, because I'm being told that you will take responsible for some things that you will be responsible for, like how things are flowing. Also, I'm being told to tell you, you know, what you need to do about, you know, about work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm being told that the spirits on the other side are helping you in your love life right now. I'm being told Raphael is helping you, and they're helping you with that issue too. So clearing space for you, remove anything negative. So, and that's what I'm being told to tell you. But I don't feel like you need to be concerned. Yeah.
This is a dilemma, Chris. So where I work right now, where the love that love is supposed to come in, I kind of gave him an idea about 2 weeks ago. Like if I'm able to leave 3 weeks, and then he said, like, well, I didn't tell him the size of the job. No, I'm not going to. I kind of gave him an idea, and he was like, no, you're very important here. I don't want to. If you leave, you're not gonna come back. I don't want you to leave. You need to stay. You need to work something out with transportation. Anyway, the new position is coming up. How do I approach him that I'm able to? How can he flex so that he led to me? Because I don't know. I don't know about the distance. If the distance, if I'm going to drive, I can get back to, on the weekend. But if it's 6 hours, to get back on they're not going to let me be off 3 days or 2 days. How can I handle this?
You need to look at transportation, what they have in your little town. And since you're like having these special requirements, so I'm pretty sure that there can be like a VIA or people that have like special issues that they can transport you to work and way back. And I do feel like you're okay. I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I'm seeing Medicare, or your Medicare, or something that I'm being told that will pay for your transportation. It's not going to be coming out of your pocket, if that makes sense. And then I'm being told, and then if you work, be flexible with your hours. You just need to talk to your employer and just give them some feedback and say, you know what, you're just going to be specific on the hours that you can work. And the reason why I'm told to tell you right now, you need to work something out with them, because you're solely, you just started working. So you have a 30-day probation. If you don't pass that 30-day probation, then they're going to let you go, because you're requesting days off that you shouldn't be. You need to prove to them that you're liable. But I don't see they will let you go. But if you take so many days off, that's why they hired you, because they see that you're a good worker, and they see that, yes, you need money, and they see some potential in you. So what I'm being told to tell you is, don't let them down. and then once you're over the 30-day probation, then once you do that, I can see you working hours, and you can say, you know what, I can't work Friday, but I can work Sunday, or I can't work Monday, but I can work Tuesday and Wednesday. You just got to work with them. Does that make sense? You got to know what your capability and what hours you can work. As long as you can come into agreement, I see you perfectly fine. You just need to figure out the transportation issue. But other than that, I see that you can get somebody that can help you or somebody that can take you, but you might pay them a little bit of gas to get you to work. But you know what's weird? Because I don't know what state you live in, but I see Uber. So Uber might be a constant person that you can get money to bring you work and home. But it's going to be someone that you can trust.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, then you can probably find a VIA company. Because over here we have VIA buses, so you can ride the buses. But the only thing is that if you do that, you're going to have to leave earlier, way earlier, and then you're going to have to know what time the end of the bus route's finished. Because if not, you're stuck and you have to call a taxi. But unless you can find someone that can give you a ride and won't have to pay anything, then you'll be fine. But I see a lot of issues that you can take that maybe someone that, because I do see that there's people that have Medicare that can call people that have transportation and that covers it. So basically, I don't see anything concerned that you should be concerned about. Just work with your boss and you should be fine.
Yes. And then where this job that I got from that I work here tonight, Chris, there's this man with the orange cap that created some lies because the boss is the man that likes me. That's the load coming in. And he got after him. Like he said, I know that he knows that I'm telling the truth. So I'd like to know he's on him. If that guy will be leaving the man, he's really ugly, disgusting, like a demon.
Honestly,
you see him?
I think they're investigating him because they've heard complaints from other people. So that's what I see for you. So don't worry about it. Just focus on your work. And don't worry about that. You're going to be taken care of. Okay?
Well, that's beautiful. And one last thing quickly, please. And you still see love coming in? You still see him coming in, the love?
Yes, ma'am.
That's interesting.
Yes, I do.
Chris, thank you. That's nice. Again, your validation with the job came out true, exactly how you said. Thank you for what you do. Never feel down. And thank you again for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Amina. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. Oh, coming nicely to the end of 10 minutes. Okay. And it's good when the callers actually time themselves like that. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay,
let's see where we're going. Oh, Latina.
Hello,
hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I have a question about love, actually.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Oh. My ex, I had sent him, like, a really bad text messages. And we're not speaking now. I want to know if you see, like, him coming forward to me and, like, talking to me.
So, you want to know if you see him what?
I wouldn't know if you see him, like, communicating with me.
Honestly?
That's how bad, sir.
Yeah, I do see that right now. That whatever messages you sent,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing him cuss at you through the text messages. And I'm actually seeing the B word. And then I'm seeing the H word, which I'm not going to say. I do see that he will probably... Okay, hold on. okay, for some reason, I'm being told that he might not talk to you for a while. So he needs to cool down because he's still very, very upset with you.
Right.
And then also, I have a feeling that you know this, that he might be talking to somebody else just because he's being an ass. So
right.
I'm not, yeah, and I do see some other girl talking to someone else, but I don't see mm-hmm. anything in, like, relationship, but he is talking to other people. But if he gets with them, he's just doing it to get back at you and to make you more mad because he likes getting you upset. But I'm being told if you don't give in, he'll come and give you some really, I can't say that word, conciliation. He'll come back. He'll mm-hmm. apologize. But then he's going to tell you, this is what I don't want you doing. You can't say this. You can't not talk to me again. Don't talk to me like that ever again. So I'm being told that he might come back, but the chances are very, very slim right now. But if he does mm-hmm. come back, I see it within a week or two from now, if he comes back. Now, if he does not come back within a week or two,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be even wasting my time on him because he's probably already talking to other people. Now, just give it time, and he should be texting you. So if he's texting you, at least nice things. And if he says, mm-hmm. let's talk about it, then there's a possible probably that you can probably work things out. But if he does not text you and he blocks you and says, leave me alone, move on,
mm-hmm.
then other than that, he won't come back. But I'm being told if you just back off a little bit, there might be some breathing room and he might just come back. But if you're on him and he's on you, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be the same if you do get back together.
Yeah, I know, because the things I said, when I get mad, I get extremely mad. I try mm-hmm. to hold it in, but, I explode
and
like
I
one night. Yeah.
You know what's weird? If I'm looking at this, I see like your face is red when you're telling them shit. Like your face gets very red. And you
right,
say shit
right.
that you don't mean, but then later on I see you crying because you're like, I'm sorry, maybe I didn't mean to, but you just pissed me off. And
yeah.
I just feel that's what makes it hard. But I think if you both give each other breathing room, things can change, but it's going to take a lot of trust. Okay?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But do you see someone else coming in? And do you honestly think I should just, move on from the situation? Or, do you see us working it out?
I see somebody else coming in, but he might just come in when your ex might. So you're going to have to make a decision. Because I just feel and it's weird because, of course, I don't know anything about you, but I see a lot of abuse around you.
With the new guy or?
With the old guy. Like he verbally abused you. Like he was saying, calling you names, and
mm-hmm.
Just disrespecting you. Like that's why you just couldn't take it anymore, and you just blew up on him. So I would
right.
say that there is somebody coming back, but it's gonna be kind of tough because you do have people that are interested in you. It's just that you need time to go outside and get some air. Is what I'm being told. If you have to, just go outside and plant to get things off your mind. Because if you don't, you're going to be, and I see this because I'm seeing something that I used to do. You're going to be in your room and you're going to be in a dark room and you're not going to want to go outside because you're so depressed. But you need to control your anxiety because your anxiety right now is very high right now. So you need to try to maybe get some sun. And be grounded, and then things should be better. Once you're more calm, things will be better, and I see a lot of good things come good for you. Okay?
Okay. Oh, thank you. That was the best advice. I feel better now.
You're welcome.
Ooh, I feel so much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay.
Thank you, Latina. Okay. Mm. Ah, okay. And people happy with the readings this evening, shorter than the 10 minutes. But you can have 10 minutes if you need 10 minutes. You know, it's there for you. Okay, right. Let's see where we are. Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
What's up?
I just moved, and I moved into a new place, and I was wondering how long you thought I would be staying here.
Because you're moving to a new place, right? Is that correct?
I moved in, yeah, about a couple of weeks ago.
Honestly, it depends on the energy, how you feel about the location. I'm being told that you have gut feelings about where you're at. But I can actually see you because it's weird because in my head I'm seeing leasing. I don't know why I'm seeing the word leasing. But I can see you there for about a year. And then you're going to be looking for something, depending on how the payment is. I think, you know, I see it for at least about a year, probably by the end of this year. And then maybe by sometime middle of next year, you're going to be moving. So I kind of see you like within that time. Hold on, let me see, just to make sure. Hold on, because right now I'm picking up a lot of stuff, energy right now. Hold on. Okay, I got this weird feeling like somebody was just touching me. Okay, I just felt somebody just touching me. Okay, I keep seeing a man. Don't know why I see a man in my mind. And then I see that you're very free-spirited. You're very outspoken. Okay, now I'm looking at the house where you're at. Okay, I'm looking at the house where you're at. I see good energy. I see grounding and shielding. And then I'm seeing like almost like a person that does art, is very crafty. Okay. And then I got something about medical energy. And then I also got the Knight of Wands, where there's an instigator. There's somebody that's going to tell you to move out. Okay, I'm being told someone's going to tell you. And it almost seems like an ex-boyfriend or somebody that you used to date. And I kind of get this kind of weird. I'm hearing I'm actually getting the word stalker, or it feels like a stalker. Okay, this guy feels like a stalker. I don't know why. But I'm being told that you're being watched. But other than that, I don't see anything to be concerned about. I do see a spirit guide around you. I'm seeing the word. Okay, hold on. Okay, I heard grandmother. And then I heard the word aunt. Okay. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm being told. Okay. And then I'm being told that before you move, go ahead, say it again.
Oh, well, they both passed. You know, my grandmother, my aunt. But what were you going to say about before I moved?
Before you moved, you felt like you were, like, tied down. Like, I'm being told that somebody was trying to control you and making your decision for you and telling you. No, but I felt like there was some inner. So I just felt like they're, like, so... But, yeah, I did feel some kind of energy there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I bought this house, and I just feel like, you know, it was hard to buy a house anyway because everything's moving so fast, and you just have to snap, you know, take one.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't, like, the best house for me. And I think it's just too much work. So I'm making it sort of like my craft project right now, and I do not want to be working on a house, honestly, but I've just been working for 2 weeks straight. I'm fixing everything and painting.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. And I mean, yeah, it does. And I saw that too.
Yeah.
Like it's all that it needs a lot of work on it. And I know that the price value, you thought that the price value wasn't good enough because once you saw, you're like, dude, this house needs a lot of work. But if you do make some kind of extra money on the side, then it won't hurt as much. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm saying. If it takes too much work, that's why I keep seeing you move. I can see you move probably by, I want to say probably by the end of this year or probably even next year. It really depends on you. Like if you're just not happy, then then you will probably be moving. But if you can maintain the budget and fixing everything and you have money coming in, then you'll be fine. It won't hurt you as much. But yes,
well,
the house does need a lot of work.
It does. It does. It's a big house. It's too big. I didn't really want a big house. It's just it was a reasonable price, you know. And it is within my budget. It's just too big, and I just feel like I could have done better. My daughter is going to be probably moving shortly, like in another couple of months, and then I'm going to be completely alone.
Yeah.
So my idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking I would probably want to go be with wherever she went. You know.
Yeah. Well then you can probably move sooner than that. I'm seeing like about a year, but if things are too much, then I can see you going with her. But I think if you know what I was told too, I mean, told if you want to, depending on how far she's moving. If it's too much work, I can actually see you renting it out and making it money, and then the renting will pay for itself. It'll pay for the house itself. Is that?
Yeah.
So
that could work for me. Yeah. All right.
But thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. Oh, ready. Okay. Well, I think we'll do then is we'll take our first break of the evening. And I'm looking at one, two, three people left in the call queue at the moment. And we've got over an hour left to run. So let's see what we've got for you. Down here somewhere. Yeah, I think we'll have that one.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good, gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Follow each other on the wind and the wind.
Okay then, we're back. We're looking at PayPal, and we're checking, trying to check PayPal, but it's taking ridiculously long to do anything. So really don't know what's happening there. But a ridiculously long time to sign into PayPal or get the confirmation code. So I don't know whether you have the same function there in the US as we have here, but what happens is verification is done by a mobile phone now, or cell phone as you call it, and it's supposed to be instant, but yeah, right. Okay. It's just not happening. They seem to be having a lot of problems. Okay. Never mind. Okay, we'll bring Chris back in. Let's see where we're going. Shannon.
Can you hear me?
Hello, what's up?
Hello.
Hi, Shannon, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. You know what? Ken, I love that song. I was actually jamming out to it, and I'm pretty sure everybody else was jamming out every time he plays Phil Collins, because that's my favorite song. I love Michael Jackson, too, by the way. That was perfect, and I do feel like we do need to make that change. So whoever's listening to the broadcast, yes, make that change. We can, and we will succeed in our dreams, even though there's a lot of negative energy out there in this world. So just know that we can make this difference in this life. And I just have to share that with y'all guys, that if we work together and stop being against each other, I think things would be a better place, just like Michael said. So that's all I got to say. But anyway, so I'm just going to say, Shannon, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling in.
Hello. So, how are you?
So I'm doing pretty good. So is there anything that you want to share or anything that you are asking about? Any questions?
Yes,
any
I do
questions?
Have a question. And it's not something I normally even think about or ask, but things have transpired into this thought in my mind. It's about relationships. And, you know, I'm going to go kind of deep on it, which is something different for me. Beth couldn't believe I was going to ask this, but I don't really feel connection with people here in this, you know, here on Earth. I'm more of a spiritual connected mm-hmm. person, and I feel like my true from the beginning soulmate, we just haven't gotten to each other yet. And lately I've been feeling that it is completely coming on. And so I've been calling to this person. And
yeah.
In doing that, I'm like, just energy is just flowing everywhere, and I feel like that's really coming. Am I imagining that, or is it like?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now. That's funny that you're doing that, because I was shuffling and listening to your voice, and I just kept shuffling and shuffling and shuffling, and then I heard stop. You're going to laugh your ass off, but then again, you've gotten readings from me before, so that doesn't surprise you, and I'm pretty sure Beth is like, oh, crap, what is Chris going to say today?
exactly.
But the thing I'm going to tell you is, number one, the Ace of Pentacles came up, and I got production. So production can mean many different things, but in this case, it's having to do with relationships. So there's a lot of production. Like, everything's just trying, it's like, in other words, like, you got to put, like, when you make a room and you want to, like, you got to put the wall, you got to put the boards, and then you put the stuff on the, behind the walls, like that Pink Panther stuff. I forgot what you call it. I think it's the foundation of the house. Yeah. And then once you do that, then you put electricity. It's the same thing with your relationship status. Everything is being production, because right next to it, it showed the Lover's card. So what I'm being told to tell you, everything is being processed as we're doing. It's almost like a download that I'm being told that you're about to get. And it's like, how can I put it? Like, where you're at right now, you feel like this person, it's kind of like, this person is impossible to find. I'm being told that this person is, could possibly maybe be in your circle, but I'm being told it's kind of a big if, so it's probably being told, okay, let me ask a question first. I'm going to ask my guys, hold on. Is he in her circle right now? Okay, that was weird.
He's in my spiritual realm,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah, I'm being told, yes, he's in his spiritual realm. So I actually got yes. But is he in the physical form? I heard no. So I got a yes.
No, I know. Oh, I knew
okay.
that. Dang it.
Okay, so I'm being told to tell you that. The third card that came out is that he's going to be a starseed, a person that's very gifted. I do see, not competitive, but I kind of feel like you're both going to be a good team. He's going to be very generous. As a matter of fact, you might just connect with his mother, his mom. And I'm seeing a lot of stability in this, which meaning that everything is going down the line. And usually when I read, and it's weird, for you is so strange. When I put the cards out, because y'all can't see me because I'm doing, you know, shuffling, and I go from left to right when I read. But for some reason with you, I went from right to left. Don't know why I did that, but I was told to do that for you, the order that it's supposed to come in, because instead of from my left arm going down across, so that's telling me that he's going to be coming from your left. From your left side, which meaning he's going to be coming from the, okay, that was weird. Okay, I'm getting a letter L. I don't know why I'm getting a letter L. I want to say in Newsville or something to do with an L. I could probably be within a state with a letter L or with something that his name could be with a letter L. So it can be all numbers of things. And it's weird because this person seems kind of like he's got his, okay, he's got his shit together. Just put it this way. He's got very protective energy. And it's weird because I got the name Louis or Louis, but it doesn't have to be correct. It just could be that letter L. Now, when you meet him, okay, you're going to meet him at an event, at a event. And it's weird because in my head, I'm seeing like you drop something by mistake and you look at eye to eye and I'm like, you're just looking at each other like, love at first sight. It's almost like you drop something and then he's going to say, oh, I'm sorry, did I bump into you? That's where it's going to come. And then I can actually see him. I don't know what your name is, but my name is blah, blah, blah. Would you like to go get a drink of coffee? And then that's where it's going to start. And yeah. But I see friendship and then dating and then possible. Ooh, that's okay. You know what, Shannon? I'm going to tell you like this. You better, if I'm being told that you're going to get married or probably engaged. So, with that being said, when that day comes, I better be invited, girl.
Well, I don't even date. The thing is I'm just so reserved for someone that is going to be that right one. I've done that game before. And I really know that it's going to happen. And I've never even, my mindset's never even thinking about this. But this last week, mm-hmm. it has been just insane, which is telling me. And so I've been calling on it. I've been, you know, nurturing the thought of it, and that's weird for me. I don't do that, but I'm putting the work in to be open for it.
And that's good. And I'm being told for you, the three words I was told to tell you, law of attraction. That's what you're doing. The law of attraction. You're attracting
that was
it to you.
The book
it's
that changed
like
my life.
Magnetic, yeah, it's like a magnetic pull that you're getting. And and it's weird because I see that you're going to be happy. And you know what? It was weird because as you were typing the question while he was playing that Michael Jackson song, it was like that song itself means something. You just got to listen to the words of Michael.
Yeah.
I feel, yeah, there's something, there's a reason why I can pick that song. It's not just because, you know, I'm going to pick this. It's a message within itself. So
there's no coincidence in the universe. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if you want to say anything else. Oh, and by the way, guys, before I came on the show, Shannon was the one that was reading. So she decided to call in, and she's a new listener. And just to let you know, I got validation on all this stuff, even though I couldn't get her on camera for some odd reason. I don't know why. But more than validation,
I had a reading from you, and I was drawn to contact you the first time that you had a message for me. And, you know, what's so funny about that first reading you gave me, it was so connected, and it started this unraveling of just more and more things. So, you kind of helped with the fundamentals and baseline for me to start really, gave me some direction to go towards.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Validation completely and stuff that I never would have thought of. And if you hear it, you're like, what? But then when it all comes together, like, yeah, Chris is onto something. So I appreciate that. It's helped me mentally and spiritually grow and connect.
You know, that means a lot to me because within a few weeks, I've been connecting with people. And it's kind of like, I kind of wonder in how I do this because I try not to get too emotional when I do readings. And when I connect and when I get the validation, it's good to always get validation all the time, no matter how good you are. That just tells you that you're on the right path, you're connecting with spirit, and I just have to say that. But thank you, Shannon,
absolutely,
for calling in.
I appreciate
and I really,
you.
Thank you. You're welcome, and I can't wait to get your package, by the way.
I know, I'm mailing it in the morning.
Okay, talk to you later. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you, Chris. Okay, sweetie.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Shannon. Okay. Right, I can say that the PayPal is now active and working again. We look forward to seeing your donations coming in there. Nothing's come this evening yet. Okay. So we'll wait. We'll wait and see. Okay. Let's see where we are then. All right. Now, this is a lady with a double barrel name. We don't get very many of them on the show. Bess Ellen.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. It's Bess.
Hey, what's up, girl? So how can I help you today? So what is it that you wanted to say? Do you have any mess? Or did you just have a question? Or you just wanted to say something?
The one most important reason I called in today was to let the listeners know just how special you really are.
And
I'm so proud to be your friend and watch what you do. I have seen you validate so many things for so many people in the recent couple of months, and I've seen you make people believers. And that is such
that.
A beautiful thing. You've done it for me.
Yeah.
You're such an inspiration to me, and I just want people to know, you know, you are the real deal. I've watched you literally, I'm talking to somebody, and they're like, that doesn't happen. And then you talk to them, and they're just sitting there with their jaw on the floor. And it's kind of funny, actually. You know, and Shannon and I, you know, it's been a beautiful thing for you to become family with all of us and be there to help guide us.
As you're guiding me, too, because I've learned a lot from you, and it's just amazing because, I mean, I'm still learning as I go along, even though I am helping a lot of people, and it's just a privilege to come across everyone. And like Becky said, and Becky, I know she's listening, she said that I found my tribe, and I can actually say that. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional on this one, but that means a lot because I have struggled. You have no idea what I've been through. I keep my head up. And it just means so much when I can come on, can show Beth's show or just anyone's show. Just the fact that I can help people, it really means a lot. It's just, and I know that God has big things for me. And I know that we're all going to be connected someday, like Shannon and Beth. I hope to meet you soon, even though there's damn COVID. It's kind of just in the way, but I know we're not going to let it stop us. but I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that with the listeners. And that means so much to me that you said that, because I know you didn't have to say that. You didn't have to call in, but that spirit talking through you. And I do see that as you did that for me, you're going to get tenfold back in a good way. And you're growing.
Well, it's very important. You're a very important part of my life. And I thank you for just being a real, genuine human being. And it gives me such great hope to see how you help people. And I can only hope to be able to help people, as many people as you've helped. You know, we're on a path, and I hope people realize you help people, and I want you to know how much it means to the people you help.
I know that really, really touched me, and I know you heard my voice, but I got emotional because I know you're really genuine and you mean it from the bottom of your heart. And I do know that I'm excited for you to get your T-shirt, by the way.
It should be here shortly.
I know, but we will be working together. And, guys, you know, I don't bullshit. Beth can tell you that. I don't tell people what they want to hear. I tell them what they need to know. And, by the way, Beth has said this so many times. I have put people in check, and it's weird how I don't mean to be like, I don't even know what the word is. Can you fill in that word, Beth? Like, what do you mean, like, how I put people in check? Can you be more specific so that listeners can hear what you mean by that?
Well, people already automatically assume that they know the answer. And when you tell them and you're so firm with it, you let them know, look, you know, that's not it. And then there's people, you know, and I don't mean to sound, and you know, I've said it on my show a million times. Everyone is special in their own right, but we all have different paths.
Exactly.
And I'm glad to see that you don't, you know, that's how I know. Not only is it just your spot on, but you don't tell people what they want to hear. You tell people what they need to hear. And that's part of being truthful and honest. You know, you have so many people like Becky. I can't wait to talk to Becky. I mean, I feel like I know Becky, and I've never even talked to her. You know, Shannon, Leanne, we all think the world of you, and it's because you're honest and truthful. And you don't bullshit people. And you know I really have a lot of respect for that because you know I certainly don't.
I know, and I appreciate that. And, and as you being a caller for the first time, I really appreciate that. And I know that we will talk after the show, but thank you for giving good inspiration and good feedback about me. Even though and I'm going to tell you all something, guys. I did not tell her to call. She just said, send me the link. I didn't know she was going to say this. So if you think that I told her to say that, no, I did not.
Yeah, I could have very easily came on here and asked for a reading. I didn't need a reading. I needed to speak my truth. And I watched, you know, I was online when you were reading earlier. And I'm so glad Shannon was able to call in and share her experience with the listeners. And I'm glad that I was able to get on. You know, I think this is a great show. You know, I plan to listen all the time.
And that's good because it helps Ken. There's a lot of people that I know that people misunderstood Ken. I can feel it from them that they are jealous of him in their own little way because a lot of people don't see that if you're broadcasting and people are just bashing you, bashing you, bashing you, bullying you. You sit there and wonder, why? Why do you do that? I'm just a small network. Why are you going to be bashing me? But I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you that answer. Because you're growing. You're reaching out to other networks. Not just in the UK, but you're reaching out to people. And out of our time, the psychics that come on his show, we spend maybe an hour or two to do our time to give back to the community. And to me, that's very important because it keeps you on your toes. And we're here to help. We're not here to pick on people. So what I want to say for all the people that don't like Ken or whatever, you're just mad because he's growing in his own way. And yes, he might not be the same path as me and Brad, but it doesn't matter. He's still reaching out to people, and that's what I do honestly need to say. He's reaching out, just like Beth is reaching out with her listeners, Barry and other people are listening, reaching out to their listeners and other people. So we're all growing, and it should not be competitiveness, but there is, and it shouldn't be that way. But
nope, we're all in it for the same reason.
Exactly.
And
I just wanted to say,
Ken has a new supporter here. I will be sharing all his stuff. I look forward to hopefully getting to talk to him in the future. And, you know, he definitely has my support.
That and I all heard it live, guys. So if you cannot hear the archive, this is all y'all need to know. And this stuff is legit. So, but thank you, Beth, for calling. And I appreciate much
You're
love
welcome,
to you.
Man.
You're like family. You're like family to me. And by the way, you will be meeting Becky, and I know Becky's like anxious to meet you because I've told her, and she says like, well, we'll see what how the schedule is, but you never know. We could probably do it after a show real quick. So Becky, if you're listening. Okay, but we will talk later, and thank you, Beth, for giving all the good feedback, and I send much, much love to you.
Much love to you, and I hope all the listeners have a good day. Ken, you take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Okay. Oh, that's Beth then. Right. Okay, I'm just going to reset this thing here before it goes bump or bing or whatever it does. Okay, let's see where we are. Okie dokie. Right, we've done that one. All right. Queen.
Hi, Queen. What's up, girl?
Hi, Chris. When you're hot, you're hot. What? Look at what you got. I love it. I love it. Beautiful.
I love it. I heard. Would you? Yeah, I actually got the message you sent me, and this is for I can't say for everyone, but everyone that knows that does not know who I'm related to. I won't say no names, but I'll just give you a little hint. New Orleans, and that's all I'm gonna say. But I just want to say for Queen, you have helped in so much ways too. I do see that you are blessed in helping who you are and growing. And I do see that our ancestor, which you know who that is, she is thankful for every offering that you're giving her. And you know what's crazy? For me to tell you a high priestess, okay, I'm going to tell you right now, and I hope you're ready to hear this. For a high priestess to be crying out of tears, that's telling me that she's starting to find her kids, and that she is telling me to tell you that how much she appreciates your offering. She's actually drinking everything you're giving her. She's absorbing everything. So if you notice that whatever offerings you give her, if they start to evaporate, she's actually absorbing that energy. And
fast.
I kid you not. You know what?
Fast. What she drinks it fast.
Yes, she does. And you know why? Because that's the energy force that you're giving her to help others. And you didn't even know that. But I mean, told that in case you didn't know, when you give her offerings, her strength. Wherever she wants to go, and she can go anywhere she wants, and she does not have limitation on going, because when you're on the other side, time does not stop anything. There's no time up there on the other side. So she can be at 10, 20, 30 places at one time and still be helping people. But the only thing is that I'm pretty sure she's tired, but she needs that recharge. So when you do that for her, it's a blessing in itself, and it's weird because I can see her like tears out of happiness because you're doing this, and that she knows that you believe in her so much. And I feel even before you met me, you felt that there was a connection with her. You felt that connection with her because you're family to her, and the fact that you, I mean, there's just not much I can say. There is so much beautiful energy tonight. And
yes.
It's just, I'm actually speechless of everything that's been said because I've been helping a lot of people, but it's a beautiful thing, and it's emotional because, you know, what I'm being told, and this is for everyone, including for you, Queen, don't let anyone take your joy. Don't let anyone take your happiness. Whatever it is for you to help people, even doing readings for them, or doing a broadcast show, just remember, don't let anyone take your joy, and do not, I repeat, do not let them, you do not bow to their level. So if they're bowing you, call and be proud of who you are and how God made you. And that's what I have to say. Now, besides that, Queen, do you have any questions for me?
If you find some words after you throw some cards, you know, I mentioned a couple of times where it's come up, whatever, that I want to relocate, bilocate, and any insight, more insight onto that, where the image of the place, although I'm seeing something very large, so that means I'm going to have help to take care of
it. You know,
a lot of help.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I'm actually seeing land. Okay? I'm seeing like a beautiful house. And I'm being told with the three cards that I just shuffled as I'm listening to your voice. It's a weird transition. I'm being told that your life purpose is triggering a blessing career change, which meaning is your career and your gifts are growing and you're going to go up a notch. With your gift, you're going to be helping so many people. You're going to be like so tired. You're going to have to find a way to recharge yourself when you do readings or whatever you're doing. The second card that I got was passion. You have Jesus Christ in your blood. You have all your loved ones around you with passion. Also, I'm being told to listen to your clairsentience because I'm being told you will be getting messages of where to move. Or we're about to move, but I'm being told that you will be moving in a big location. Now, with that being said, okay, hold on. Let me see if I can get a location. Hold on. Okay, that's weird. I'm not familiar where you're at, and you've never told me where you're at, but I'm just being told this is just an idea of what it might look like, okay? What I'm seeing is something like almost like West Virginia. North Dakota, South Dakota. I'm looking in my head like places that have a lot of trees. I'm looking at places that are very huge and out in the woods. And I'm seeing like out of the city limits. Wherever it is, I'm seeing out of the city limits. And for some reason, I keep seeing pine. I'm seeing like these long, big pine trees. I don't know what states have pine, but I'm seeing long pine. And I'm seeing like, okay, that's weird. I just heard that. I don't know why I heard the word rosemary, but I'm hearing rosemary. And then there's all types of different type of plants. But I'm being told that this location where you're moving is going to be greener than green. If that makes
you
sense.
You know, it makes sense because I live in a place like that now. I live in the country. I don't have a three-car garage, but I could. I mean, there's room. I have land. I would like a different house would be wonderful. But I'm feeling like so you got me. I grow rosemary, you know. I mean, it's there's greenery. Although the people behind me that own thousands and thousands of acres, whatever, they cut down the trees, but they'll grow back. But I'm feeling that I'm supposed to be elsewhere as well. But you know what's weird.
You know, it's weird and it's crazy because I got it, you know, thanks for the validation about the rosemary and the location that you live. But I do feel that, and it's weird because when I'm looking at what I'm seeing in my head, it's almost like I'm seeing a center. And I think I've told you this before, that I'm seeing a center, but with a lot of trees around it. It's almost like work from home kind of feeling. I don't know why I'm getting that feeling, but I do feel that you're going to be, I'm not really good with mileage if you're going to be moving in the next state or whatever state's around you, but I do see that you will be within driving distance. I want to say at least, okay, that's weird. I'm being more precise. They're actually talking to me. I want to say at least 45 minutes approximately. From where you're at right now, at least 45 minutes where you're at. So I'm being told that you will probably be moving from where you're at, and it's going to be about 45 minutes or a 45-minute drive from where you're at. So just keep that in mind with the 45. And I do see that you will be helping a lot of people in this area too. So just know that you have so many blessings, and I'm actually, and you know what? I'm just going to say one time only, okay?
On the air.
Okay. I'm just going to say the last name, and you're going to laugh, Queen. You're going to laugh. I'm being told that Miss Laveau is helping you. She's going to help you in everything you want. And she's blessing you. You might not see it, but she's blessing you with so much love. It's amazing what she can do on the other side. But she's helping you, and she's protecting you from anything negative, and she's just going to say, you're not messing with my kid. So just know that she's there for you, and she's going to help you. I'm being told that somewhere along the line, you're going to find someone that's going to be, you know what, it's weird. Huh? Well, you know what, we got to talk later. I know Ken's time went up. I actually heard the bell.
That's
you know,
all right.
Queen, I think we'll talk. We'll talk later then. We'll talk.
We will. Thank you. Thank you, Miss L. I appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Queen. Okay.
That is so funny. I heard that bell. I was like, what the hell?
I know. Yeah, the bell. A 10-minute, and the bell goes after 10 minutes. And, you know, it's because people are getting used to the bell now. And the bell sound, it's like, you know, it's better than having that lady talk over for the last 3 minutes. And it's healthier because it gives people the full 10 minutes, yeah? So I think the bell's better. Okay, let's see where we are. You know, we're up to 11 callers in the call queue now. We've got 38 minutes on the clock, and we're at, let me see now, line 8 at the moment. So we've got a good way to go yet. Okay, we're going to do it. Yeah, of course we will. Wendy.
Oh, hi, Ken, and hi, Chris.
Hi.
And I know you're pretty popular, so you speak to so many people, Chris. everybody loves Chris. And we've talked about, I think I mentioned that I purchased some expensive dishware and a large order from a major retailer that we all know. The name of the company starts with an M and there's a C in it, and they have a Thanksgiving Day parade every year. And I decided when I got it that it didn't look as good as the picture. So I purchased 7 place settings. I have 1 and I sent back 6. 4 of the place settings were refunded immediately, and the other 2 place settings were sent to a warehouse 2,000 miles away. But they've got the proof. They've got the tracking numbers. They've got all that. The issue is, because there were multiple items returned in that order, this company didn't like it because I was returning a lot of stuff out of that order. So they stopped my online shopping. And so I called on April the 8th, and I spoke to a very nice lady, Andrea, and she's a supervisor. And she said she was in a position to override this, and she fixed it on the phone. She treated me like gold. And she was going to – I asked her to call me back in a week to follow up just to make sure I'm okay. She did not do that. I don't know why. But I tried reaching her many times and left messages through other reps to please call me. I am my online shopping has still not been restored, and no call back from her. I will call them. I could call them back today and ask for another message to be left to her. But Chris, do you see my online shopping restored with this company?
Honestly, I think they're just trying to take care of it, but there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I think they're like, I've always told you that I feel like that things are going to get resolved. It's just taking a lot of your time, and it's a lot of their energy because they're always trying to take care of people because they don't have their reputation messed up. But I'm being told right now with my Oracle cards, my other Oracle cards, I don't know why I'm being told, but I'm being told you can closer than anyone, which meaning is that you can close so much close with all this stuff that you have came close to all the people that you've talked to. And what they're trying to do is trying to become a better company. The owner is trying to be a better person is what I'm being told, okay? And they're just trying to get a situation to figure out how they can take care of you without making any issues of how hard it can be. But I'm being told that things will get better, but they will probably resolve your situation differently. And it's weird because I don't know if this is what you're wanting, but I'm actually hearing something different from the last time I talked to you. I'm being told that they will refund your money. They'll put it back into your account. Now, as far as the shopping, I'm being told they want to do it, but it's just, I don't know if it's going to go the way you might want to. It might not go exactly as what you planned, but there's a delay in it, so there's a little bit of a change. But if they cannot satisfy you, I'm being told they will refund your money. They will refund you full money of everything that, you know, for the shopping thing.
Well, it would be $152.98. So you see them refunding that, right?
Yes, that's what I see. Now, as far as the shopping thing, I still feel like it's a yes and no kind of thing because the energy is changed because I guess there's just so much going on with them. So it's kind of like somewhat. So I do feel that if they cannot satisfy you, because they've always been able to satisfy, but I guess they misordered or misplaced something, because I'm being told that one of the orders from the first time I talked to you, because I do remember talking to you, even though I do talk to a lot of people, but I do remember talking to you, and I do see that there was some kind of stuff that was misplaced or shipped to somewhere else. And
right,
instead of shipping it to you, they shipped it to a different area.
Yeah, there were three big boxes picked up from my doorstep, and there were two place settings in each of those three boxes. Two of those big boxes was sent very locally, and I got most of my money back right then. The other box was sent, I'm in California, the other box was sent to Owasso, Oklahoma, almost 2,000 miles away. But I talked to the shipping company, it starts with UP, I won't say the last letter, and they have proof that it was delivered to the warehouse in Oklahoma, and they have scan proof of when they picked it up on my doorstep and when it was delivered. So there is proof that it was shipped, and the company, they received it at 10:01 a.m. on the 16th of March. So there is that proof. Okay, so I no longer have that merchandise in my possession. It's gone. And so it was their fault that they sent it 2,000 miles away, but they still have the proof from the shipping company that took it away and delivered it. So, and when I speak to that shipping company, they say, well, have this company call us. Part of their contract is that they need to speak with us in a situation like this. But I have talked to so many people at that shipping company. They all agree that it was delivered. And what I've been told is that the refund will happen after my online shopping is reinstated. So, for them to keep my money, because they've got the proof of all this. When do you think I'll get my money back? About when?
Honestly, I want to say probably Okay, what? Okay, hold on, because I'm hearing two things. Hold on. Okay, that's weird. I don't know why, but first I'm hearing May. That must be something about May. And then I'm hearing okay. June, so I'm thinking that June is probably where you're going to reinstate your shopping. But they were trying to get it to a resolved situation so they won't lose you as a customer. And okay. And I do feel it's weird, too, because this is off the subject, but I'm being told, not with you, but I'm being told that with one of the workers there, there's been people that have stolen from the company itself, one of the employees.
Oh,
okay, I'm giving okay. you heads up. Yeah, so I'm giving you
which is beyond my control.
But it's not. But no. So they're what they're doing is investigating this person because there's a lot of other people that are not getting their stuff. So they're kind
okay,
of wondering
so,
why.
So they're not looking at me and thinking that I'm up to something. It's more like all the other factors that they're looking at.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because I know I've handled myself truthfully. So that's good. I'll get my money back May or maybe early June. And how confident are you that I'll be reinstated for my online shopping?
I want to say, because I don't really rate myself, but I want to say it's kind of like it's going to be a good possibility, but it's just going to take some time.
Well,
I want to say between 85% that you will get it.
Okay, and about when do you think I'll get that online shopping? In how many weeks?
I want to say sometime in June, right, within the second week of June.
So I'm going to call after I say goodbye to you, and I'm going to leave another message for Andrea. Will Andrea ever call me back, or will I have to go about this another way?
You might have to go back and go buy another way. You can try calling her. And see if she can call you. And if not, then she's pretty occupied that you might have to go with the next person. But I'm pretty sure she will call back. But just keep in mind,
okay.
Just give it time and try not to be impatient with them, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, so 85% confidence that I'll get my online shopping and 99.9% confidence that I'll get my money back. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
My Bank of America Visa card, they will do a claim for me. They'll put the money back in my account instantly because I'm a good customer with them. And but then that means they contact that company starting with an M. And if the company says,
yes.
no, and, I mean, I will tell my bank that I've got all this tracking number and everything. So, or I could go through Better Business Bureau because there's a lot of complaints from the company with a similar situation. And they use it. So I'm trying to be nice to the company. I don't want to tick them off, you know.
But
and
you
so
mean, if you want, we can
I,
talk but if you want to, we can talk about this off the line if you can, because the bell's ringing and the time's up.
Okay.
But if you want to call me, just give me a call if you have my number, and then we can talk more about this offline.
Okay. And what's your number, Chris?
It's a 210-974-3470. That is my number. 210-974-3470. Just give me a text so I can know it's you.
Right. So it's 210-974-3470. God bless you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
And thank you to Ken as well. I appreciate everybody
thank
so much. And
you're welcome. Anytime.
Things will be happier soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay, let's see. Right, now, I don't know whether we're going to be able to fit everybody in because we've had 11 calls this evening in the call queue. That was line 8. And we've got, let me see, 9, 10 and 11 to go. And we've got 25 minutes to do it in. Okay. Right. Jessica.
Well, hello, Ken. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jessica. What's up, girl?
Oh, so you showed up in my dream last night. I woke up and I'm like, you know, oh.
So, yeah, I've been busy. I've been astral projecting a lot, so I tend to do that. Sometimes I don't even know what the hell I'm doing, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, actually, it's good. It's good because I've been having neurological problems, and ever since the two beings, I had two beings. I don't know which galactic family. They came in the night that I was in the ER, and that night when I came home, I went to bed, and around like 4:30-ish, I was kind of, you know, in that stage where you're in and out, halfway in your body and halfway out. Well, I saw two bright, beautiful beings. My whole room just lit up, and they point like this beautiful light right in my third eye. Right when they did that, I woke up, but it wasn't afraid. Like, okay, I'm awake, and the light was just gone. But I felt the energy. The energy was just a love and beautiful and just calmness, and it was just gorgeous.
Wow.
And, you know, I haven't been having my dreams the way that I normally. And then last night was the first night that I actually had the specific dreams. So I'm just like, all right, I knew what the dreams meant. And I know that. But I'm like wondering, you know, I'm asking, all right, galactic family, which ones are you that came and help and watch over? Because I would love to know, like, who's our galactic family, you know?
I'm being told it's part of your past. I'm being told that they're bringing you symbols and helping understand your spiritual truths. I'm being told that whoever came to you is one of the head archangels. The leader of the pack is what I'm being told. I'm actually hearing that leader of the pack. they're just sending you a lot of love and protection because I'm being told that you're learning more as you go along. And then I'm kind of getting something to do with Palladium. So I'm being told that you're connecting to a lot of your ancestors and a lot of special beings. I'm being told that there's even a goddess that you're talking to. I can't get the name off the top of my head yet because they're all just talking to me at once, but I'm being told that there is a goddess that talks to the angels, so they are working with you. And I'm being told for you to pay attention to the clearer audience of your gifts because they're going to be telling you things, so you might want to talk. Pay attention to them. And then it's funny because this happened to me years ago. One time when you go to sleep, when you connect with your loved ones or you connect with the palladiums, be surprised that your voice might change for like a second. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm being told that they're going to talk to you and they're going to, talking about, you're going to channel them. When you're sleeping, and you're gonna actually hear your voice change, almost like a robot kind of speaking, but it's kind of like you're gonna be speaking in tongues, okay? The other thing I got was that they're gonna give you angel therapy for any healing that you might need if they're concerned about. So I'm being told that the angel therapy, they're just guiding you and helping you with a lot of stuff, and the prayers that you are praying for, you're getting victory, so your answers are being answered. So just know that you're victorious right now and that everything is just is good. And I'm being told for you to write the time that you have these dreams because they have a very significant meaning behind the time and what you're seeing, okay? And I'm being told for you to capitalize on them and just you'll start realizing what these dreams mean later down the road. But that's what I'm being told to tell you, okay? And your gifts are growing. And I'm just wanted to say I'm very proud of you for growing and reaching out to me because we go way back. sister. We go way back. So, but I just wanted to say thank you for calling. And then if you want to talk, we can talk later, because I don't know how much time we have, and I'm trying to take care of everyone. But if you want, just message me, and we can talk later, and we can see where we can make a, like a talk on Messenger or something. We can talk on camera if it's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for answering, and thank you for stopping by in my dreams last night, and thank you, Ken, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. So we've got 19 minutes. 19 minutes, and we've got two lovely people left in the call queue. Oh, we haven't. One's left. Okay. Line 11's disappeared somewhere. Maybe they think we won't fit them in. All right, so we're on line 10 now then. Laura.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. Hi, girl. What's
Hi.
Up?
I just want to know what you see for me around any changes that are coming my way, financially, job, house, move, anything at all.
Well, I know. I'm being told that the energy is crystal clear, so you will be getting things with a job, okay? Financially, I'm getting, hold on. Okay, why? Okay, I don't know why I'm seeing. Okay, there's so many people talking right now. I'm just trying to calm them down because I'm trying to tell them they need to come down because we only got so much time. Okay, for some reason I'm seeing something about June. I don't know why. There might be some kind of financial changes, but you still have money, but I mean that you should be okay. You should be getting a check or something that's going to help you last for a while. And then, and then I do see things are crystal clear. So just let me know to put manifestation, put positive intention with your clear mind. And if you can clear your mind with everything you're wanting, you will get everything sooner than what you feel and what's expected, if that makes sense.
I was talking earlier today to somebody by the name of Cheryl, and she said that there is a contract. So the contract is, there's a contract that she's trying to place somebody with, and she was wondering if I was a good fit for that. And she was going to be talking to the client. And that contract is supposed to start either June or July. That doesn't necessarily mean it is that contract. That contract is supposed to go for 2 to 3 years. Do you see me getting that contract through this, Cheryl?
Honestly, like they're taking a good look at you, so they're doing the background. There's a lot of issues that are going on, but this has nothing to do with you. Now, you're saying that it usually takes longer than that, right? Correct? Because I want to make sure that you said that. It takes longer usually, right?
Well, no. Usually when they're calling you for a contract, it's pretty, it's like imminent. So the fact that it's not going to start until June or July...
I'm being told that you will probably get it within that time, and I'm being told in the middle between June and July. So it's going to be, I don't see anything going past that. Now, if you do get, like, no answers between June or July, it's because there's a delay. But this has nothing to do with you. This is more on their end. But as I'm being told right now in the moment, I'm seeing June and July. Sorry, I don't even know why I said May. That was weird. But I'm seeing June and July. Now, there might be something else that they were going to probably talk to you about, and that's probably why I said May, which I can't figure out what that is. But I'm being told right now at the moment with the contract, June, July is what I'm seeing. And it's weird because I'm seeing the 15th. I'm seeing the 15th is what I'm seeing.
The 15th of May or June?
No, I'm talking about June.
June, okay. Interesting. And then the I'm currently on a contract right now. Do you see me being able to, do I give 2 weeks notice on this contract, or will I finish it in June or July?
I would say just wait on it just to see what kind of results you get, because I wouldn't want you to get 2 weeks notice and then that deadline doesn't go.
Well, no, I wouldn't give 2 weeks notice unless I had another contract to jump onto.
I would say just wait to see what you get, because I'm being told that's your bread and butter, because that's what they're telling me, the bread and butter.
Right.
So I would say just don't rush into it, even though you might want the other contract, because I'm being told that it's more better. But because I said it's better, you need to make sure that it's official. And I wouldn't want to give you any inaccurate information. So I'm being told right at the moment, I'm seeing like the fingers sticking up, and they're telling me stop. Like they're showing me the stop sign. So they're just telling me just wait and observe, and you will get an answer probably by May.
May. Okay. And you mentioned a check, that you saw me getting a check. Do you know what that's for?
I'm just hearing the word check. I'm not being told what it is, unless you're getting your other stimulus check. Because I don't really know if everybody got their stimulus check, but I'm just seeing money. I can't be pronounced of why you're getting that money, but I'm seeing money coming in. Now, to tell you where it's coming from, I'm not going to guide you the wrong direction. I'm seeing money. And they're not giving me any more details. So that's probably more personal, that I'm not able to get that information where it's coming from, but I'm being told that there's money. Okay, now, hold on. Okay, this must not have something to do with you, but I just heard the word child support. So I don't know what that's about, but I just heard that. So
you heard what? What report?
Child support.
I don't have any children, so then
there must be somebody else. Well, then that's somebody else that I'm picking up. So, I do see that there's money coming in. I just can't tell you where it's coming from.
Okay. And then what about a move into a house?
Okay. I would say just, I'm being told for that, it's going to depend on that second contract. That's what it's going to depend on the second contract.
Because you'll be more financed.
Yeah, you'll be more financed to be able to move afterward. And then if you do get to June and July, you will not be moving probably until about September.
September. Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
September.
So you'll be like 2 months.
Are you picking up whether it would be out of state or would it be close to where I live now?
Okay, that's weird that you said that, because I'm hearing, I don't even know where that would be, but there's, okay, that's weird. I don't know why I'm getting this energy. It's like something's trying to block me from telling you, but I'm seeing right at the moment, I don't feel that something's trying to block me, but I'm going to tell you what I'm being told with my gut. I'm being told in the state, but then when I heard out of state, I was wondering why would they do that to you while you're looking at that other contract within the state that you're in. So there's something about out of state. I don't know what that specifically. Maybe you're just going to be traveling back and forth. That's the only thing I can come up with when I picked up out of state. So you might be traveling back and forth for the company, but they're going to pay for your traveling.
Okay, that's interesting. So this is supposed to be remote. It's supposed to be a remote contract, so I'm not sure about that. We'll have to see how that goes.
But we can keep in touch, and then if you have my number, we can keep in touch and just let me know the feedback on that, because I'm kind of interested why I got, with you moving, and I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. So I just kind of centered myself to get the information, so that kind of just kind of interesting.
Is it possible somebody is going to leave me their house in their will? maybe.
Yes, then that, yeah, that's probably what I'm picking up. Yeah, that's probably where it's coming from. Yeah, so, but
I don't know if that's the case.
We'll find out.
It would be a remote. Yeah, it would be a remote possibility.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, that's all I have to ask you. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate your time, and I will keep in touch with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and you have a lovely evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Laura. Okay. So, 9 minutes. We haven't got any more time to fit another person in. If line 11 had been in the queue, and they're not because they called off, we would have taken it. But we're going to wrap it up. So thank you very, very much, Chris, for joining us once again this week. Chris, you're going to be with me next week, yeah?
Yes, as far as I know, I'm looking at the calendar. I'm okay for Friday. I don't book
Friday.
Shows for other shows that I'm on, so I'm okay for Friday. Unless if something comes up, I will let you know. But most of your shows on Friday, I'm free. So unless if something comes up, I will keep updated. But I am good for next Friday. So I will see you next Friday. And thank you for putting my songs all the time.
Oh, lovely. Right. Okay. So next Friday then, ladies and gents, Chris will be with us. We've kind of lost a few people this week because Kelly Jo is away for 2 weeks. She takes the first Sunday of each month off, and then she's taking Mothering Sunday off as well, because that's the 9th of May in the States, I do believe. And she's taking that one off as well. So she'll be with us the last two Sundays of this of May. Tina Marie, we lose for a couple of weeks. So we only have two shows for you next week, unfortunately. Unless we can get people to fit in the spare days, and we will keep you informed of those days, of course, if we do get people to fit in. So Chris being with us on the Friday, and then we have Bryn there, Durham, on Tuesdays. So Bryn on Tuesdays, Chris on Fridays, and look forward to those. And we'll try and get more days, if possible, for you. So until we meet again, we're going to leave you with a little something. And we don't know what yet, but we'll see. Okay, let's see where we're going. We'll be right back.